Moving a muktzah item with a shinoi, part 2, examples of unusual manners of moving muktzah. So in part 1 of this series, we discussed the great allowance and option of circumvention that the sages allowed and implemented by the muktzah prohibition, which only prohibits moving muktzah in the regular manner with one's hands and permits even initially to move all categories of muktzah in an irregular manner. And now, in this halach, in part 2, we will discuss the detailed definition of a shina of an irregularity that is allowed to be used and implemented on Shabbos whenever you need to move a muktzah item that cannot be moved in the normal way. So in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, we find a number of different examples of ways of moving any type of muktzah, being that they are determined as a shina, as an irregularity. And the following are the actions. In 308.15 and 311.15, the Alter Rebbe states it's permitted to move muktzah using one's body parts. So, for example, I am allowed to move a table that became muktzah due to the candles, a buses, using my body once the candles are off and have extinguished. Likewise, in 315, muktzah using one's feet while walking. So you can kick a muktzah item if you have a need to do so. You may even move it from one area to a totally different area using your feet. So for example, if my baby took my cell phone and put it on the floor on Shabbos, I can kick it gently with my feet until it reaches a safe area that people won't step on it and the baby won't touch it anymore. Likewise, one does not have to be careful not to walk in areas where there are pebbles and rocks due to muktzah, as it's permitted to kick the muktzah items. Nonetheless, one should not intentionally kick these items if there's no need to do so, and especially if it's an area without an Eruv. As we explained in the previous class on this subject, that even moving with a shinoi with an irregularity should only be done when there's an actual need for it and not for no reason. Another example given in 276.9 of the Alter Rebbe is that it's permitted to move muktzah using one's elbow. You can either move it using your elbow or lift it up using both elbows together to clamp it, and then place it down wherever you choose. Likewise, in 308.15, it's recorded you're allowed to move muktzah by blowing it, so long as it doesn't transgress the Zayir or Bayir prohibition. For example, there's a dead bug on the table, I'm allowed to blow it off the table even though it's muktzah. Another example recorded in 276.10 is that it's permitted to hold the muktzah with the back of your hands. You can move it with the back of your hands, and you can use both back of your hands to clamp it in order to pick it up and move it. So we see that in essence and in conclusion, any body part that's not the palm of your hands may be used to move a muktzah item on Shabbos of any category, being that it's considered a shina, an irregularity. It is debated whether carrying an item with a single hand when usually requires two hands is considered an irregularity. And likewise, it's debated if carrying an item with two people, if usually it's carried with one person, is considered an irregularity. All in all, as we stated in the previous class on this subject, there's no need for anyone to ever transgress the laws of muktzah, as if you don't know if something's muktzah or you don't know its status and its category, you can simply always move it with a shinoi, and thereby will be permitted according to all. And now that we've learned the various options of a shinoi, it's very readily available to simply move the item using the various body parts that we discussed.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.